Episode 1292, The Sweet Spot.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for something tantalizing and refreshing? Oh, something that's going to draw you in. Oh, it's Wellness Wednesday, and it's all about the sweet spot. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, what have you done today that ignites health and happiness? Because where health and happiness meets is the sweet spot. We all want that sweet spot in our lives where we just feel like, oh, I'm just settling in. It feels oh so good. Can you remember a time in your life where you felt so good? Maybe it was your wedding day. Maybe it was the birth of a child. Maybe it was your first or second or third or fourth or fifth. Maybe it was all of them. Maybe it was just saying no to a job and making a decision that that's not for me, not now. What's that sweet spot for you? But when we have health and happiness meet, that actually creates a sweet spot when it comes to our well-being. But unfortunately, we leave it out in our lives so easily. The demands of the day drag us away from what really matters to our well-being. Now, understand, there are a lot of different definitions out there regarding well-being. And when you ask people, they will give you a ton of different responses. I can go up to a stranger and they'll look at me kind of cross-eyed. I can ask my children, and then I can ask my husband. I can ask my best friend. And the next thing you know, I've got like 23 different definitions. And guess what? It only came from like 7 different people. The dictionary says well-being is the state of being comfortable, happy, or healthy. Where do you fit in to all of that? If you consider your overall well-being to include not only your health, but everything else that makes up your day, we're talking mentally, physically, psychologically, spiritually, and even financially. That's a lot. Your overall well-being is called what? Your life. You are on a journey. You are training for life every single day so you can love your journey. Well, at least that's my hope for you, is that as you go through life, you love your journey. It's a process. It's not a destination. I mean, because if it was all a destination, I'd be in Hawaii right now with my mom and sister and niece since they have now moved there. And I would love to be there. Because it was interesting when I was doing some research, a recent Gallup Healthways Wellbeing Index measured the physical and emotional health of people in the United States. So they looked at all of the 50 states. And yes, that includes Alaska and Hawaii. You can't forget them. They still exist there. And so anyway, when I was looking at that, Hawaii was number one of meeting everything across the board. They were the healthiest, the most well-being, the most well-rounded. And then at the bottom was West Virginia. Now, that's not saying anything. If you're in West Virginia, I love you. This is just something that they looked at. Now, whether or not you want to believe it or not, that's fine. But I'm just giving you a little bit of tidbit of information here. Now, the categories they used, there were 6 of them: life evaluation, emotional health, work environment, physical health, healthy behaviors, and basic access. What we have to fulfill our lives in our life journey when we are training for life, all of this encompasses what? Your entire day. And most of us, I don't think, look at our well-being, our wellness, when we are talking here on Wellness Wednesday, that it's everything that happens to us. It's the overall effect. And here at Create Your Now, that's what we're about. We look at the whole body, mind, and spirit, the whole person. It's just not one. You can't just pull that out and say, okay, well, if you get this all together, everything else will fall into place. No, maybe you need to work harder in one area, but it encompasses all of the whole person. Now, some would guess that the sweet spot would be the basics like nutrition, fitness, sleep, maybe. But what's forgotten most, in my opinion, is play and pleasure. When you have play and pleasure, it brings happiness. And where happiness and health meets, you have the sweet spot. It's what puts a smile on your face and joy in your heart. Play and pleasure neutralizes the drudge of the day. Yeah, sometimes you feel like you go through life and you feel marked. And it seems like everything you go to, you know what, yesterday, oh my goodness, I have so many stories. I ran errands with two of my five children, not at the same time. I took my youngest and then I took my middle. So I took my G-man and I took my Ashley. And we went to different stores, different places. I had to go to the post office. I had to go to the bank. I mean, I was everywhere. I went to the big box stores. I went to the in-between box stores, you know, your Target, your Walmarts, all of that jazz. Getting ready for some vacation time, well-deserved in my opinion, and also some school supplies. Ugh, I know we don't want to talk about it, but it is around the corner. So I'm sitting here prepping for all of this. And every single place I went, there was a problem with the computer. And I thought, okay, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the problem. And I felt like no matter what I did, I was going to run into something. Even when I was at home on the phone paying bills, you know how you do online bill pay and you do phone pay and all this jazz pay. Okay, well, I'm on the phone and even then I had problems. I'm like, this is ridiculous. But when you allow play and pleasure into your day, that neutralizes all the CRAP that happens. And there's a lot of it. And unfortunately, we tend to live in that more, and that becomes our sweet spot. That's not where you want to make your home, is it? No. You want the play and the pleasure. You want the health and the happiness. So how do you find the sweet spot? Well, I'm glad you asked. You create play and pleasure in your day. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Create play and pleasure in your day. A lot of P's today. I'm going to be pumping it out, but it's so important. And it's summertime. Yes, I know, school's around the corner for a lot of us. Maybe your children are already counting down. My kids are like, Mom, it's like 3 weeks away and I have to go back to school. And I'm like, you can't think about that. You have to enjoy where you are now. We've already prepped. We've enjoyed the summer up until now. We still have some vacation time. We've got pretty soon I'm going to have all my babies home. I cannot wait. My son's going to be done with his internship. I am just ecstatic about everything. But one thing I must always remember that we do, no matter where we are in our seasons, whether we're going back to school, whether we're ending summer, whether we're looking at starting a new season in life, is we have to incorporate and create play and pleasure. Now, what does that really look like? Well, number one, you have to play once a day. You have to. And that play once a day is you just pick one thing that you love to play and incorporate it into your day. Maybe it's reading. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's gaming. I know we've got gamers out there. You go, moms. Maybe it's running. It's exercising. Whatever it is for you, that one thing, just one thing, you can find 15 to 20 minutes in your day. I guarantee it. What did you watch today on or yesterday on TV? Or what are you going to watch today on TV or Netflix or Hulu or whatever you're watching your stuff on? How much time do you spend flipping through your social media feeds? Get off of that and go play. Go do what you want to do. I can remember before we moved down south here, I just had this urge. I wanted to sit down and play the piano. Now, I'm a musician. But in my life, the last few years, I've kind of put my music playing on the back burner. I haven't gotten my flute out, haven't gotten to the piano as often. And I love to sing. I just love to make music. Sometimes I write my own songs. I've done lots of crazy different things. But I hadn't done it for a while. And so one day, everybody was just gone out of the house. And I'm like, you know what? I'm getting out of the shower and I'm going to go play the piano. And I sat down and I got out some of my old books. And amongst those old books, I also found a few of my teaching materials that I used to teach both children and adults. I used to be a traveling music teacher. And I would go into people's homes and I would teach them in their own home. And the cool thing was, is I was helping them create this play and pleasure. But I was also reminded at the same time that that was something that was missing for me. And so I sat down in that moment and just played. And number one, I just love when music fills the house. I love music. It's so therapeutic. We could go on and on and on about what music does for you in your mind, body, and spirit. But that's for another episode. But in this episode, it was all about play. And it created what? Happiness. It allowed my heart just to be free for a moment. It allowed my mind to unwind from the dredges of what? Moving. And I thought, it was refreshing to my spirit. Play once a day. You only have to pick one thing. Maybe for you, it's doing devotions. Maybe for you, it's actually taking a shower when you can take a 20-minute shower. Maybe you take it at night. Maybe it's the bath bomb. And you're like, give me my book and the bath bomb and I'm all in. You need to play once a day. What is it for you? Number two, you have to induce pleasure. I love this one. It just kind of sounds sexy, doesn't it? Sexy and sassy all at the same time. Induce pleasure. Let go of what doesn't add pleasure to your life. Stuff that clutters and shortens your pleasure meter, so to speak. You know, have you ever thought about it? Your pleasure meter? What brings you pleasure? What is it? When you were dating, I guarantee you, you could answer that question because you were asked it from the one who was interested in you. Now, maybe you're married to that guy and maybe he hasn't asked you in a long time, but I want you to think about what brings you pleasure. And I want you to induce that. And in order to induce that pleasure, you have to let go of what doesn't add pleasure. We hold on to that. Why? Because we're kind of like, I committed to it. I got to stick with it. I'm not going to get away from it. Oh, you got to get away from it sometimes. Guess what? Somebody else will step up to the plate. But right now, they just know you're going to do it all. So they're just going to let you keep doing it all because then they don't have to. So what can you let go this coming season? Yes, we're already planning. A new season is around the corner. I can't believe a full moon is happening again here soon. That means what? A whole nother month has passed. And now we get an opportunity to make a difference in our own lives where health and happiness meets. The sweet spot, induce pleasure. What is it going to be for you? What are you willing to let go of so you can bring pleasure in more? And finally, number three, savor the moments. Be present. Practice play and pleasure daily. You have to practice it, right? Practice makes what? Progress, not perfection. You're perfectly imperfect. But what we have to look at is savoring the moments. So when you're playing and you're enjoying the pleasure and you put them together, what happens? You got the sweet spot. And it's the best diet ever because you don't have to worry about the extra calories nor the extra sugar. Whoop, whoop. All right. So you got this here, right? You get the point. The sweet spot. What are you missing when it comes to play and pleasure? We eventually fall asleep. Maybe still not getting 7 to 9 hours. We eat maybe not exactly what we need to eat. And yeah, we walk probably not as many steps as we need to, and maybe we could do a little bit more cardio or a little bit more strength training. But one thing we never talk about is play and pleasure. You need to have health and happiness meet and find that sweet spot. What is yours? What can you let go of so you can enjoy life a little bit more? So you can really tune in to who you are becoming. Because you're changing, whether you like it or not. You're either moving forward or backwards. And I pray that you're moving forwards. Because as we get older, we hopefully bring along what? Wisdom because of our experiences. And with that, hopefully that you are also inviting in God and saying, Lord, help me with this. Help me to become a better mom, a better wife, a better woman of impact, so I can be the person you want me to be when I touch the world that you put in front of me. What is it for you? Where is the sweet spot? Maybe you want some help with this. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. And yeah, maybe we can talk a little bit about some sugar too, but we really need to dive deep as to where health and happiness meets for you. We've got to find that sweet spot. I cannot wait to hear from you. What are you going to do first today? Are you going to put off all the, you know, the fun stuff that you really want to be doing so you can do all the yucky stuff that you really don't want to be doing? Maybe you need to rewind your schedule, change it up a bit. And today, instead of waiting till everything's done and going to the pool, maybe you go to the pool first and then do everything else afterwards. Find the sweet spot. Lean in to what makes you smile. You matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.